And the most of the nurses they got here is the foreign nurses, but they are so nice.
You ever traveled up north?
Oh Lord, yes, with the white people. I've been everywhere with the white folks. Because I'm blessing their children.
Where have you been?
Well, I've been to New York, and I've been to Land's End, where all the land run out, and you couldn't see nothing from that but water. But I'd be traveling with the rich white people. See, they wore our big white uniform and big, well, sometimes we had the colored uniform, blue, with big white collar and cuffs on them. And a great big old apron, white apron with a big bow tie in the back. And a bib went over your shoulders, and you wore a white cap, a band up here around your head, and take care of them children. Oh, I thought I was, which I was. I traveled with the white people in Atlanta, and I'd go with Miss. She'd go, we'd get in the car. A lot of times we'd just travel the roadway, hop in the car. Mm-hmm. And she'd rather carry me than to carry another white lady with her, because she could have foolish, you know, fun with me.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get out on the roadside, when we see flowers, dig up flowers and bring them back and put them in our yards. Yes, sir, I traveled all up in Columbia. And I went over there to Columbia, South Carolina, and they had what they call White Town and Dark Town.
Hmm.
The Negroes was in one part and white in the other.
Hmm. You ever go down to the ocean?
Yes, I've been all down there. Miss McNamara's daughters, they used to get houses, and the mayor used to be a Mr. Woodall. Now, he married one of Mr. daughters, see? And that made my people just hung up with all them rich white people. And Mr. Ernest, he living now, but I'm older than he is. He had two sisters older than me, Miss Janie and Miss Annie. She, one of his sisters, filled out one of my papers when I was had heart trouble and was getting my papers filled out to draw Social Security. I've been drawing my Social Security ever since I was 52 years old.
Hmm.
I started getting it on a disability claim. And so she filled out one of my papers. And Miss Oda, now the one, what I'm telling you, was over my mother and all of them, her, Miss Joe married. Miss Joe did, and her son Frank married Miss Oda. Well, she filled out one of my papers, and she was 89 then.
Hmm.
That was in 46.
Mm-hmm.
So she's dead now, but her daughters is living. And Mr. Woodall, he died. He was mayor of Augusta, and my sister worked it for him, and I used to work for him.
Mm-hmm. He worked for a lot of different families.
All the white, rich white people. I've worked for poor people too, lawyers, doctors, and I raised a lot of them. Mr. Sam, he's a lawyer now, and we always thought I worked for them 14 years, and I worked for the 16 years. I started nursing his oldest granddaughter when she was 6 months old. When I left her, she was 16 years old. And she living now. She's been here to see me 2-3 times, but she married and lives up north. She told me when she wasn't but about 5 years old, I was the only nurse she'd ever had. And she said, Maymay? Well, the mama used to go off, they'd call me Mama. Well, I would take them and show them the mom and daddy's picture. I said, that's mommy, daddy, grandmommy, and granddaddy. I said, this Maymay. I know they couldn't say Willamay, but I didn't want them to call me mama. Mr. said, that ain't nothing, Willamay. Let them call you mama. It don't make no difference. But I teach them who the mama was. But she told me, she said, Maymay, if you live till I get grown and I get married and come into my money, because her granddaddy was a rich man and also her daddy. He was from up north, Mr. Austin. He was here working in a shoe store when he married his child mother.